Remember the play by Shakespeare, Hamlet? There's a character in there, Queen Gertrude, and I had to look up some of this stuff to remember all the details. It's been a while since I've been in high school, and even the movie, I don't know if I quite caught it all. But there's a line from that this Queen Gertrude says that just has come down to today. And she said, "Lady, you doth protest too much, methinks." So I don't think they have anything to worry about it. But thou doth protest too much, methinks. In other words, you're protesting so much that you've got to be covering for something. I mean, like, what's not going on here? Like, come on, there's something more to what's meeting the eye. It's kind of like what I think about when I hear today's gospel. You got this Pharisee who's bragging so much that, you know, if you scratch beneath the surface, he probably doesn't have nearly as much to brag about as he's claiming. And how different he is from the tax collector who simply comes into the temple and says, "Oh God, I'm here again. I blew it. Forgive me. I'm a sinner." So when one of your kids comes home from school and the kid comes home and says, "Mommy, I'm so good. I'm the best baseball player in school. I can do it all." And you go up to that kid, you go, "Ah, that's nice boy. But when that kid comes home and says, "Mom, Dad, I skinned my knee and I'm all hurt and I think I'm going to die." And your instinct, of course, is to say, "I'm with you." Because in our need, something begins to happen. It's almost as if God made us so that when we see someone in need, this compassion begins to well up. And so when God looks upon the braggart Pharisee or the humble, contrite tax collector, to whom does his heart move towards? Computer's been around for a long time, of course, and most of us are getting pretty good at it. But when computers were coming out, you know, like, it's like, well, how do you do this? And especially for old people and especially for old priests. And there was this one old priest by the name of Father Kelly. He was the fastest priest in the entire diocese. In fact, he was so fast, his nickname was Father Fast. In fact, a friend of him said, "Hey, I want you to meet Father John Kelly." And before he could say Father John Kelly, he said, "Hello, Father Fast, how are you doing?" Like, that's what the kid thought his real name was. Well, Father Fast was completely incompetent when it came to computers. So he could have said, "Oh, I've got it all together." But he was humble. He goes, "I don't know how to do this." So there's this one fellow by the name of James who said, "I'll teach you how to do computers." And he got to know this priest and got to help him and got to assist him in so many different ways that when the priest actually died, this fellow by the name of James wrote an article about him. It appeared in a national computer magazine. You see, in our need, God comes to us. Even if we're an incompetent computer priest, God wants to assist us. So today, we're here to be fed. I want to invite you to consider that. That's why we receive the Eucharist. Because we're hungry, right? If I preach any longer, you'll really be hungry. But we're hungry, so we hunger for something. Because we're hungering for God. I need God. God comes to satisfy my hunger. When we get sick or even close to dying, God comes to us in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick so that we might know God's presence in our need. When we acknowledge that we are sinners, God doesn't say, ooh, yuck. He says, no, come to me in the sacrament of reconciliation so I might absolve you and forgive you of your sins so you might know the love of God. Even in the sacrament of marriage, when God comes to us, it's not because we have our act completely together, although all brides do, of course, but so that in our own way we might complement and serve one another. So today I invite us, as we come forward, ask God for the grace to be humble, the grace to be hungry, the grace to receive. Because God comes to those who humble themselves. Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner.